Hey there. Welcome to Can You Get to That? I'm your host, Caitlin Bess.
I am Matthew Olson, and as we discussed on last week's episode, I am Caitlin Bess' co-host.
And that's correct, yeah. I'm the host, you're the co-host.
And the audience's host, along with Caitlin Bess. But I am not your host, listener. I already said that I was. I'm not your co-host, listener.
You need to stop, because what if another person in the room...
You're right. We have a third...
We have a third...
Host.
Yeah.
We have
a third body in your apartment.
We haven't run into this situation, but once before.
That's right.
Hi, Anne.
Hey!
It's Anne!
Hey, it's Anne.
It's Anne.
It's Anne. I'm happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
And just so we can chart this all out on a plane, there is a line linking you and I, and a line linking you and Caitlin, and a line linking Caitlin and I.
I don't know what you're talking about.
And we form a triforce of hosts.
Are you saying that that's how we're physically positioned in the room?
The physical positioning is also a reflection of the metaphysical relationship.
Some like sacred geometry, flat earth shit that you're getting into.
It's a pretty pedestrian geometry. Uh-huh. A single triangle does not sacred make, I think.
Okay.
Anyway, and how's your week going?
It's going pretty well. It went by pretty fast. Oh my gosh, I'm so glad I'm on the show. I was hand modeling today.
Hand modeling
for Mozilla.
Uh-huh.
Making a video about encryption. They needed a black person's hand. I know you guys can't see me, but I'm black. And
you can't see Anne, but Anne has gorgeous hands.
They're good hands, yeah.
They paid for me to get a manicure.
Hell yeah!
I never got a manicure before in my life, so it was a great week. I'm so glad you asked me.
So did you do the hacker, like, typing on the keyboard?
No, I actually had to drop a cell phone into a basket filled with bubble wrap, and I had to do it over and over, and, like, they adjusted the lights, to have my pinky a certain way.
Wait. Did they explain to you? Is that like supposed to be symbolic of encryption, like keeping
the
things
safe?
The
bubble wrap over the phone?
Well, no, you can't see the bubble wrap in the shot. You can only see me dropping the phone.
Oh, so it's just, this shot is just you dropping a phone.
Yeah.
Get rid of this fucking thing.
Yes.
Needed one well-manicured black hand to drop a phone.
Exactly. How did you get this job?
Facebook, yeah.
Dang.
And now that you're part of the biz, I want you to, across the room, look at Caitlin and my hands and tell us if we have what it takes to be hand models.
Well, neither of you are black.
Ooh.
It's already a
good point.
But you already a point against us. You have beautiful hands. You don't have any weird scars.
Yeah.
You have all your fingers. And
proud of that one.
You seem to have pretty steady hands, so I think that's good. I had really shaky hands, and that became a problem.
But, oh, no.
Yeah.
But then they can just edit that in post, right?
On a long hand shoot, like, who's not going to be unsteady by the end of that, you know?
How were your guys' weeks?
My week was kind of weird. I fell off my bike, and then I spent 4 hours in the ER.
Oh my god, you didn't say
just,
that.
Just sitting. That was the worst part of the whole thing. Just sitting. It was all right, though.
But right.
As I was telling Matt... I was complaining last week about the fact that the Burgerville, the chocolate hazelnut shakes, I thought were gone from Burgerville.
Caitlin's very excited.
And it's my favorite shit. And so I felt bad after I got out of the ER and I went to Burgerville and I bought, you know, a Sammy and some fries. And then I asked if they had any more of those hazelnut shakes. And they did!
What?
So that made me feel better on my insides.
It was a gift from John Burgerville.
Yeah, yes, the founder of Burgerville.
John Burgerville,
that's
to you.
Right.
Yeah. So you fell off a bike, you hand modeled. Mm-hmm. What did I do?
Did you go to your job?
I went to my job. Mm. I went to calligraphy class. That's going well. I bought a little book on it today.
A little bookie do.
Spent $3 on a book full of some pretty letters.
That's a bargain.
It was a real bargain.
Yeah.
It was also the only... I went to Powell's, the if there's any listener who's unaware, the big bookstore here in Portland, the Tourist Trap Bookstore, and
probably they have our English listeners, they might need that.
Yeah, for if they're still listening, hello, governor.
Stop.
And I have this thing where I alienate the UK listeners every week.
Good.
we're still upset about, you know, about like 1776 and stuff.
Yeah, I'm still riled up about it.
Yeah.
So annoying.
They're fucking they're red coats. Get out of here.
Get those red coats out of here. Anyway, I found this little red book with the pretty letters in it at Powell's in a section marked calligraphy. Mm-hmm. And it was actually the only calligraphy book they had in this section. Everything else was typography. Literally, like, the book on the other side of it was computer typefaces.
God damn, these millennials.
The millennials are the one.
It's definitely the millennials that killed calligraphy. Yeah.
But maybe those books are just really popular.
It's very possible. They're like people sought after. Yeah.
That's a good point.
Thanks for bringing us back to reality, Anne. This week's topic is brought to us by dear friend Dean Schmelz. Thank you, Dean. Actually, it was kind of the result of a brainstorming process. I was like,
you don't have to say that. You can just say it was Dean's idea.
Okay. Dean came to me with this great idea for a topic, sprung fully out of the ether, out of his own
right
beautiful head.
Right out of his own noggin.
Yeah. This week's topic, there's a lot of misinformation about it.
Misinformation?
It wasn't a joke.
Well, it was a pun, though.
It was.
Sorry.
Thanks,
keep going.
Caitlin.
Keep going.
And do you like puns?
I didn't get that one.
Oh, because the topic is missing no.
Okay.
Yeah.
It wasn't nice. I should feel bad. It was bad and I should feel bad.
No, you already felt bad this week. You fell off of a bike.
It was fine.
Thanks.
I just didn't get it.
When you do a really bad pun, Caitlin, you'll know, because to make you feel better, I'll get you a chocolate hazelnut shake. Oh.
Yes!
So it's almost like
an incentive.
Yeah, I shouldn't have said that.
Right. Explain what the fuck missing no is, because I didn't know.
You didn't.
I didn't know until today.
You didn't know about it until today. No. Caitlin, did you play Red and Blue? I think you can only see it in Red
and
Blue.
Yeah, but it never happened to me.
Okay. And did you play Pokemon Red and Blue?
Never.
God, this is like...
Never had
Pokemon. You're
fucking
king nerd of the podcast.
I'm the millennial nerd right here, I guess.
I had a Tamagotchi.
Ooh.
So... Oh, no. It was a... Never mind. It was off-brand.
Well, do you remember what the fake brand was? Mm-hmm. Not fake brand. Real off-brand.
No, I don't. Sad childhood.
Well, geez, now I feel like I should talk about the fake shit surrounding it first, rather than, because if we were all familiar with the story of it,
yeah,
then the technical explanation would be more interesting. Maybe I'll just save that for later.
I don't want the technical explanation.
Okay. You do a certain number of steps in Pokemon. I'm sure you've got experience with some kind of video game where some kid comes up to you on the playground at recess and is like, my uncle who works at Sega tells me that if you jump up and down 10 times as Sonic the Hedgehog on top of Tails, they kiss.
I think...
only on stage 3-1, though.
But you're the only person that grew up like going to school with... kids whose dads worked at Microsoft.
But none of their dads actually worked at Microsoft. None of the kids who would tell you this shit actually had that credible info, because it was all made up bullshit.
Yeah, kids love to lie.
So there was like, if you were to use the move strength, the push move in Pokemon, mm-hmm. on a specific truck, the story went that there would be a Pokeball underneath and you would get a really rare Pokemon, like mm-hmm. Mew or Mewtwo or mm-hmm. something. But the missing no one was real, because you would do this certain sequence of steps and then you could encounter this Pokemon called Missing No that didn't have like an actual picture. Like, the picture of it is just like garbled up blocks.
It's like salt and pepper.
Yeah, you just like shook him out like a Jackson Pollock. Yeah. it's the only way you can be a true art collector in Pokemon, and rather than capturing an animal, you capture a Jackson Pollock.
Yeah.
And potentially it fucks up your game save.
Can it also do a really good thing?
Oh yeah, it can also duplicate
like item a particular number item. 6 in your inventory or something.
So you can get like lots of good items like the always works Pokeball, Master Ball thing.
Yeah.
So people would tell you this, and then you do it, and you're like, oh, shit, it's actually real. This isn't some fakey-fake bullshit that someone's uncle at... What's another video game company?
Nintendo.
From the 90s.
Nintendo.
Well, Nintendo is what actually made Pokemon.
Sega. You said Sega. Fucking...
Someone's uncle at PlayStation.
PlayStation.
Someone's uncle at Crash Bandicoot said that you could... Someone's uncle, Uncle Donkey Kong, said that you could do this thing
Uncle
in Pokemon.
Donkey Kong, who made Crash Bandicoot.
Yeah, it's real fucked up. But it was real, and so people were like, oh, why is this a thing? And it's a kind of boring technical explanation.
It's just a whoopsie.
It's a whoopsie because the Game Boy is weird. And maybe we'll talk about that.
That's all we need. We don't need anything
else. Maybe we'll talk about that if we get to that, but let's click random article. Let's go. Anne, are you excited? Yeah!
Oh my god, I'm so excited!
All right, Anne, do this the honor of reading
this one's sick.
The name of the article we landed on.
National Tourist Routes. Routes? Well, how do you guys want to pronounce it?
I say routes, but you can say whatever.
I would say routes. That's 2-1.
National Tourist Routes. Now, how would you say tourist? Tourist?
I say tourist.
Tourist.
Where are you from, Caitlin?
I'm from here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Where are you from?
I'm from Connecticut.
Oh.
So, National Tourist Route.
Ooh. Roof.
Now I forget how I say it.
I feel like I would say tourists, like, as their own thing, but if tourist is part of a thing...
It changes for you?
Maybe. Or maybe I'm making up some fakey-fake bullshit.
You're making up some fakey-fake bullshit.
My Uncle Donkey Kong taught me how to talk.
This is a rich, long article... Like, there's a lot of roots on here, and we don't usually get this many things.
Hold on. But these are...
We haven't said where the tourist roots are.
Yeah, these are not, like, American tourist roots.
The secret is they're in Norway.
Damn, that should be in the title.
Yeah.
It shouldn't just say national. It should have some parentheses after that shit.
Wikipedia is a global enterprise, you know?
I mean, yeah,
you can't just assume that it's... In America.
But you can toss some parentheses on there. Mm-hmm. Have any of us ever been to Norway?
Nah.
Mm-mm.
No.
Only on the podcast when we went to that island.
Are either of your people from Norway?
Huh?
Are either of your people from Norway?
Nah. Yours, maybe.
Maybe? Mm-hmm. I'm not one of those people who's super into their genealogy.
But like Olsen...
Yeah, that's Swedish.
That's close. That's real close. Mm-hmm.
It's, proximal. Mm-hmm. You might encounter some really similar tourist routes in Sweden.
Yeah.
Like, geographically.
But they're over in Sweden, they pronounce it roots.
And there's, like, and they're dotted with IKEAs.
Yeah. There's an IKEA every mile.
Yeah. Well, I mean, where do you think they're harvesting the wood to make all the furniture? Just outside
the
outside of the pretty tourist routes.
Right.
Sorry, tourists' routes.
Right, and every IKEA lumber harvesting plant is also an IKEA store.
Yeah.
It's built from a kit, and so they can't separate the parts.
Literally, a log ends up on a conveyor belt. It becomes pieces. The pieces are put in a box, and then there's just like a happy Swedish person waiting like at the end of the belt. Yeah. You never had that fresh IKEA furniture that right off the
conveyor belt.
So warm.
Yeah,
it tastes so much better than the stuff that gets shipped over here.
Yeah, it's probably true about the meatballs, though. Probably,
maybe. I think they make those there's an IKEA meatball factory in America. They don't ship those all the way from Sweden.
That makes me sad to think about.
Because remember when the horse meat thing happened?
Yeah, that
wasn't
was
only
an issue
in certain
here.
Regions.
Yeah. Horse meat aside, raise your hand if you, or say I, since this is an audio medium, if you, whenever you visit IKEA, make a point of like eating at IKEA.
I've only actually eaten at the cafeteria one time.
So that's a no for you.
So that's a no.
I've only been once and I ate there. So yes.
So yes. So
yeah, that's a sample size of one. It's a hit. And then I say, I. Yes. Right. Indeed. Oh. I always get...
I'm never there at the right time of day.
Well, I'm counting also going and just getting an ice cream cone.
Right. You sometimes you take the Max out to IKEA just for the soft serve.
No, going when it's not Lunchables time.
Okay, right.
But I'm going to walk around the store for 2 hours and pick out some chairs, like the poang that Anne is sitting on.
What? Say that again?
Poang.
Very good.
Anne's poang.
Yeah,
and
that's great.
If it's like three... thank you. I mean, I got it from IKEA. You wouldn't believe it. Yeah, if it's 3 p.m., I'm going to have an ice cream cone while I'm there.
Yeah.
Who's not going to have the dollar? It's a dollar.
I'll get a cinnamon roll.
You party down on the cinnamon rolls?
They got good cinnamon rolls.
I think one time my family took home like the pack of 6 cinnamon rolls from IKEA, yeah. And I was like, that's too much. We can have a we can take home 50 we have 50 tons of meatballs if we want, but the moment we're like, we need their cinnamon rolls, it's too much.
They're good though.
They are pretty good.
I kind of feel among the other nations that I feel bad about, like the way that we've talked about them on this podcast, like Sweden's right up there because it's come up like a couple times and like every time it's IKEA.
Well, yeah. I mean, that also shows how little I know about my own heritage.
Yeah.
I'm just covering a deep shame.
All right. What's our strat here?
I'm still looking at your screen when I should be looking at the...
Don't look at my screen.
For the listeners at home, we're doing mega computer right now. I believe that...
Is that the technical term for a projector pointed at a wall?
It was coined by our friend Sam, right?
Sam who? Sam Krause.
Yeah, Krause, yes, thank you. I forgot your last name for a second.
Obscure friend references, and I don't know. I don't know if he said that. Maybe.
He did, because he wrote large chunks of his thesis on a projector.
Okay.
And now we are doing... a capstone project of our own this week's episode on a projector.
Okay, so where are we going here? We can go to Norway. We can go to American fine artist Marc Dion. We can go to French American Louise Bourgeois.
I don't fuck with the bourgeois. Anne? Do you got a preference?
Well, I feel like we need to get out of Norway and go to like Japan or the US.
I like that. You're already on the country hopping game.
Right.
Yeah. I think Norway.
Yeah, there is no Norway. There's only Western Norway, Norway, and Southern Norway.
Oh, that's too specific!
We can still do this.
Okay, let's go with the North. Northern Norway.
Think the North?
Okay, you mean... Okay, we've
whatever.
Done it.
I mean, if that's what you think.
If this is the decision that fucks us...
This is a part of Norway where, like, nobody lives, though, right?
Ooh, that's really Norway.
Because it's, like, night half the year.
But we're just trying to click to Norway now, right? There should be a link to just Norway.
Yeah. I'm sure that's true.
Right there, second line.
There's a county called Nordland.
Hmm. All right, step three, Norway. Can you, Caitlin,
play
do
the
a
national anthem?
Well, can you do a quick pronunciation, just off the cuff, of the anthem's name?
No, I don't know how to read that shit. You put that in IPA, I'll know how to read it.
Okay.
You want me to try though?
I want you to try.
Ja, vi elsker dette landet.
Yes, we love this country. It's fucking straight to the point for an anthem, am I right?
That's fucking right, we love this country.
Answering a question nobody asked.
It's preemptive. You imagine this, Anne. You arrive at a sports stadium in Norway, yes. Right? And you're like, you're looking around. People seem kind of patriotic. But you're not quite sure, and you're wondering to yourself, do the people here love... And before you even finish the thought, it's anthem time.
That's what all the opposing like soccer teams think when they go to Norway.
I don't know if these people really love their shit. I guess I'm wrong.
Yes. I'll also know Norwegian in that hypothetical.
Oh, wait.
Which is awesome.
Hold on. And you're going to need to direct fully at this.
Sorry.
I'm watching a waveform, which is the most like anxiety-inducing thing you can do.
How's this?
That's good.
Okay. Then I'm here.
Yeah, it's...
Do you watch it every week?
I try not to watch it, because when it's just you and me in the room, I have it like, oh, it's dialed in. It's real nice.
Yeah.
Do you want some anecdotal trends while we peruse this Norway page with our eyeballs?
What kind of trends?
About how we record the podcast. Some...
Yeah, sure.
Some behind the scenes info. Lately, and I don't know if it's our mic levels or if you've just been bringing that fire, but you have been in the rough audio louder than I am.
I've been bringing that yelling, you mean?
Yeah. Yeah. You've been peaking. You've been in a good way.
I'm peaking.
Your levels are dynamic.
My
Caitlin.
Life is over.
You get those little whispers.
You like those whispers?
And then you get those big exclamations. Dang. And it's all there. It's all there in the waveform. Dang. I've been more quiet and diminutive, which is good. I needed to be.
Dang.
But now you're like looking at your screen and not talking to the microphone.
Sorry. The setup is...
Give us a proper
look over here.
Yeah, give us a proper dang.
Dang.
There we go. Also complicating the setup this week is a precarious bowl of French fries and plate of ketchup between us.
You haven't eaten any of the French fries.
Well, because...
You have almost no access to them.
Yeah.
The computer.
Mm. Caitlin, let's both lean forward. I'll lean forward and bring you French fries.
Yeah.
But then Anne just has to like talk for like 30 seconds while we're eating French fries.
Okay.
You down with this, Anne?
Just read the page if you want.
You can, this is Anne's time fully.
I'm so bored by Norway right now. I can't even bring myself to read this boring ass page. I'm sorry. That's not fair. Okay, can we see the Viking Age for a second? Mm-hmm. That seems promising. Seems like it starts with the looting of a monastery, so that seems a little aggressive. Harrowing inroads of heathen men. Yeah.
That's who raided the monastery.
Okay, that makes sense.
793.
That makes sense. But what I'm thinking is, like, how are we going to get to... God, where are we trying to even go right now?
We're trying to
my
Nintendo.
Gosh, okay, let's go to Japan. We need to find a way to get there.
Right.
I'm thinking...
Usually there's like a way through some body like the UN or something.
Yes, yeah. I think I saw the UN up top.
Norway's got to be part of the UN, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, obvi.
Bunch of
fucking hippies up there in Norway.
Like all the way at the top.
Like all the way at the top?
All the way. Well, you know.
Do you see what's called out right in the like third line of it, though? This is a throwback
Svalbard,
to... Yeah, it's a throwback to...
The archipelago of Svalbard.
The ancient history of can you get to that?
The olden times, the dark ages.
Ooh, vintage.
Yeah. Damn.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
There we
Member
go.
Member of the United Nations, a little below...
Left, right... There it is.
Hell yeah.
Ding, ding, ding.
Okay, we're on our way. You guys did not have that many fries.
Well, yeah. I felt like it was really also rude of me to just be like, let me put you on the spot spontaneously here while we eat.
I was having fun.
She did great.
Do you want fry round two?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, so here we are at the United Nations. Not a lot going on as usual. Oh, shit. So maybe if we scroll down, we can find Japan, my new favorite country, because that's where Pokemon is from. Never played Pokemon before. Never.
They live there in the wild.
Never had a desire to play Pokemon, but I think it was because in school, everyone really loved it, and I hated everybody, and I did not want to be like them at all. So, I mean, I'm sure I would have loved you guys.
Thanks. Did you have a yo-yo in elementary school?
Yes, I had a yo-yo.
How is that such a... That was such a clutch pull, Caitlin.
Because, like... I just, like, yo-yos and Pokemon were hot at, like, the exact same time.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, okay. That's fair.
Yeah, that's...
Did you guys
so
know
right.
that yo-yos are hot again?
No.
I don't fucking believe you unless it's got an app now.
Amongst children?
You asshole.
Unless yo-yos have a fucking sick app.
Yeah, with the children.
How do you know that?
Because I'm a babysitter.
Oh, shit. You must have seen some shit.
I've seen some shit, let me tell you. Listen, let me tell you this. When I was a kid, most kids had yo-yos with...
When I was a kid?
With wooden bearings, right?
Right.
It's, like, laborious. You gotta throw that shit so hard at the ground in order to get it to sleep, which is where it stays at the bottom and spins real fast. All these motherfucking lazy little shits nowadays, they have ball bearings in their yo-yos. It's like nothing. You give it a little flick and you can do tricks with it.
Oh my god.
It's bullshit.
Did you grow up during the Great Depression?
It was all yo-yos, paddleball, and then like the stick with the ring.
Stick and ring game.
Stick and ring game. That was it for Caitlin.
Yeah.
One time Caitlin played a game of softball, but they didn't have bats, they just had 2x4s. And a melon instead of a ball.
We only had one at bat.
We only had one. Fucking A.
Sounds rough.
And I don't want to be a Nerdimus Prime here and be like, I can't believe you didn't want to play Pokemon. I'm going to flip the script. If not Pokemon, and other than sick yo-yo tricks... did you buy into any of those trends that were being marketed at us when we were young?
Yes.
And if so, what was your bag?
Beanie Babies. What's up? Anybody have any Beanie Babies out there?
Yeah, that's sad.
Yeah, we all still have that shit. So. Yeah,
were you like getting into the market? Are you like speculating?
I actually had one of those like guidebooks like my aunt got me.
Oh,
that told
yeah.
you like the value. And actually, a couple months ago, I was looking into that, and the woman who made them, she just decided she was an expert in Beanie Babies, because there were no experts, and she decided the prices. Like, there was no rhyme or reason.
She just crowned herself a Beanie Queen.
But, yes, like, and made millions.
Yeah, but think about it. Like, if there's not an actual exchange, and then all you do is you put out a book saying, here's how much the blue elephant is worth.
Right, yeah.
She was a genius.
Yeah, that's fucked.
Let me ask you a question about Beanie Babies.
Mm-hmm.
Is the valuation of a Beanie Baby based on actual like scarcity, or is it just arbitrary?
Oh, it was made up in this woman's mind, dude.
Just one lady made it all
yes,
up.
Yes, just one lady. You all can
what
look her up.
Fuck?
I forgot her name.
That would
shit,
be a good,
that's gonna
that would
be a good topic.
Tight topic. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm thinking that we're gonna have to go to the article that is called all United Nations member states.
Okay.
I can't find
yeah, that's
else.
Fine.
That's a good idea.
Step 5, United Nations
Japan
member states.
Japan wasn't a founding member of the UN.
This makes this sudden Beanie Babies revelation, though. I can't let this go. It makes me feel bad about something I said once, but only a little bit. not feel bad.
Didn't we do Beanie Babies as a topic one time?
We did.
Okay.
We
yeah.
did. And but that was a topic again in the dark ages. So it's lost to time, basically.
Right.
So I can tell the story again, and now I need to change my tune.
Ooh, is that, what did you say?
And this wasn't a slight against Beanie Babies or people who enjoy Beanie Babies. This was
please
me,
slight us.
It was me explaining Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm.
Is that one time I was at a local bagel establishment, Spielman's, and... I'll just say it. The owner, Rick Spielman, comes up and tells us about this guy who walked into the store with flyers, you know, advocating for small businesses in Portland to start accepting Bitcoin.
Jesus.
And the way Rick put it, he was like, he very politely took the man's flyer and then kind of shooed him out of the store. But he was like, he didn't know that much. He like smelled something like fishy. Or something that just wouldn't make him money.
Mm-hmm.
But then still asked us, like, so can someone explain this? Like, oh, Matt, you're a dweeb who's majoring in econ. What's up with Bitcoins? And my explanation at the time was, well, it's mostly a thing that people speculate on. Sort of like Beanie Babies. Like,
hello.
Mr. Spielman, if someone walked in here and was like, can I have a salt and pepper bagel with cream cheese and lox, please?
For 4 Beanie Babies.
No, for one.
A third of a Beanie Baby?
Chop it up.
Yeah, because then you have to, then he also has to get some currency back. Some,
right.
some you know.
Some beans.
Treat it like an exchange, yeah. You should have the same reaction as someone being like, I will pay you one 16th of a Bitcoin for a locks plate. Like,
in other words, fuck no.
Is in other words, fuck no. But now, given Anne's revelation, at the very least, you'd be getting a Beanie Baby out of the trade. And you can be like, this Beanie Baby...
At least you're getting a physical object.
This Beanie Baby is worth about as much as what the person paid for it, maybe less with depreciation, but it's not like, you know, I'm getting a stellar deal here or anything, but if I like Beanie Babies, it's worthwhile.
Yeah.
Bitcoins still suck.
Bitcoin is zeros and some ones.
Yeah.
Japan!
Oh, yeah, here's Japan.
Let's click Japan. Shall we? Land of the Rising Sun.
Yeah, no translation of what the national anthem means.
Yeah. Oh,
Kimigayo. Yeah. Maybe it means nothing. Maybe it's just a name.
What if the national anthem is about nothing? That's the worst Seinfeld joke ever. It's the worst Seinfeld joke ever made.
Yeah. That's correct.
Did they ever mention Japan in any way?
The regions in the Pokemon games are based off of different regions in Japan. So, like, the first game, in the layout, it doesn't, like, look this way because it's all squares. But it's supposed to be... And in the later games, the maps get more complex. I think they're supposed to be roughly shaped or corresponding to the continent. And then I think there's one of the later games, like, actually Paris. No, not Paris, but France. And then Paris is, like, the big fucking city.
I just want to say, as a gamer, there's a part of this page that really offends me, which is, let me show you. I'm going to click on culture, section 9.1, art.
Okay.
No games in here.
Ooh, boy. That's rough.
They have Japanese-made video game consoles.
Oh, there it is. I was wrong. Never mind. I was wrong.
Okay. All right.
Games are art.
But we don't want to click video game console, do we? I think we can.
Well, I mean,
I think
okay. Well, much you like poke around some more.
Much like a J.K. Rowling appears on the page for England.
You think that Pokemon is going to appear on the
page?
I think Nintendo
might.
Maybe. Yeah. But okay, look at this menu up here.
Like, go to economy go? And then like
exports.
Science and technology.
Oh yeah.
Exports. Yeah. Yeah.
Or does that count as an export?
There we go. Yeah, Nintendo. Right.
Hey, what did I say?
It
what
was
did I
imports.
Say?
Imports. Why was it okay?
Why was it imports?
I don't know.
Dang, we should have read that.
Shit. We're so hot to trot to get through this. We're only at a half an hour. I mean,
we could take our time. Is that what that means?
This is that never works out well.
It never works out well. Then we rush at the end. It's true.
But you know, there it is, Pokemon. She's right there.
Yeah, let's just click Pokemon.
But wait, let's talk about Nintendo a little bit.
I had a Nintendo 64.
There you go.
I didn't. I'm the one in the room who didn't.
You're the odd one out. How's it feel?
Feels fucking bad.
Oh,
good.
What did you play on Nintendo 64, Anne? Because Caitlin always shames me about, like, oh, I'd be so much better at Mario Kart.
You'd be
than
so
you.
Much better as a person if you had a Nintendo 64.
Yeah, just the general shaming.
Well, I had Mario World, mm-hmm. I think. And
wait.
Was it the 3D one? Because the Nintendo 64 one was just called Super Mario 64.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I was about to be a pedantic person and say, well, actually, Mario World came out on the Super Nintendo. And I just did it. But it's okay because I did it in a stereotypical nerd voice.
Yeah.
It's totally acceptable.
But I was an only child, so I didn't really play it a lot.
Because
it just reminded me of my loneliness. At college, I played a lot of 64 because I didn't do a lot of
people had the shit around.
Yeah, were you in like the Smash Brothers parties?
I hate Super Smash Brothers.
Fuck really? Yeah. Fuck yeah. We're in agreement.
What?
Super Smash Brothers is a trash game for trash people.
What? Why do you guys both hate it?
It's so annoying.
And you start.
You guys just hate it because you're bad at it.
Oh, if only it was that.
Bad at it. There's no bad at it or good at it. You're just randomly hit.
Exactly.
That's not true. That's objectively true. Not true.
Name one move. Up, down, blah, blah, blah. There, I made
up
them up
A,
too.
Down A.
Okay, you're just
left A,
up.
Right A, which are the same. That was a trick.
Yeah. Ooh, you press a direction and a button. What complicated like, controls? What mastery?
Like, this is like literally every other fighting game, you piece of shit.
No, other fighting games have like complicated motions.
Ooh.
Fucking Dragon Punch, that's a Z.
You fuckers are saying that this is just like button mashing, but this is like this is a fighting game that humans can play, not like, you know, I don't know, just gormless freaks that spend all day in the arcade.
Oh, you didn't say this shit when we were doing our episode on Street Fighter. You didn't start talking shit then.
Well, that's how I feel on my inside, so now you know.
God.
But I like GoldenEye, dude.
That's a great game.
That's a good game. Yeah, we can all be in agreement there. GoldenEye is pretty fucking dope.
I mean, see, the thing is, I feel bad because I'm not even a huge Smash Brothers person. Like, I don't like love
it. You sound like
one. Yeah, so back down.
But I just don't get why you guys hate it so much.
Ugh.
You just never played it when you were young, and so you never got into it.
Yeah, we didn't play it when we were young babies, young impressionable babies with bad taste.
I think of it as like a much more accessible fighting game than any other fighting game.
Except mechanically. It's not even because it has these like simple inputs and shit.
Right, it's way simpler.
But
you can understand.
But it's
the
not
shit.
Way simpler because there's multiple opponents on the screen at once.
Okay.
The diversity of
I can walk and chew gum at the same time, Matt.
The diversity of moves, like types of moves, is greater. Movement options are like more complex. There are items. The stages are always different. It's actually really fucking complex because it's a fucking garbage mess of a game.
Right,
it doesn't have elegant rules in here.
You are
Matt,
absolutely right.
Matt, hold on.
Thank you, Anne.
Avert your eyes from the screen for 1 second. Just do me a favor.
Why?
Matt, just do me a solid. Just close your eyes or something.
To?
You're good. Don't worry. Okay. Just don't say what I'm doing. I'm about to piss Matt off really bad.
You're opening another tab, I know that, which you don't like to do during the race.
Okay, not yet. Almost there.
Oh, you're pulling out the fucking Metacritic
you're
score?
No, fuck you, that's supposed to
look. That doesn't mean shit.
This is what I do when I want to prove Matt wrong. 79, that's a respectable score.
Can you look
that's
up...
That's not the score of a garbage
look
mess
up,
of a game.
Look up Street Fighter 4.
Oh, fuck off.
It might be lower.
It might be lower.
Honestly. 79.
Wait, do I have to type it in fucking Roman numerals?
I hope not. That'd be fucking lame.
I totally do. Ultra Street Fighter 4.
No, just the original.
Street Fighter 4 is a 94. So
exactly.
Fuck you, so fuck you. But. Still gonna point this out.
This is fucking pointless. Also, can we. Okay. Yeah, Ocarina of Time has 99. Can we actually settle what happened like a dozen episodes ago when I said that Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2 is like absurdly high on that list? If you're going to be the Metacritic nerd. Did you play Tony Hawk?
Oh my God.
Hell yes.
Which is your? Do you have a favorite game?
Yes.
Which one?
Is it 2?
It's probably 2.
Probably 2.
2
is
the
best
soundtrack.
One.
Is that with
90?
Rage Against the Machine?
Probably.
On the soundtrack?
98.
I told you it was right fucking up there.
Oh my God, I love it.
Did we argue about this? Did I argue with you about
it? You didn't believe me that it was close to the top.
Right.
Ooh, Bill Cosby's on the page. Listen.
Oh, no.
What the fuck? Why
Refresh.
Is he here?
Refresh.
This is an ad for a... God.
Get out. This is what happens when you go to Metacritic, Caitlin. Bill Cosby shows up.
In an ad for a children's show. Why?
Oh my God.
Caitlin.
Yeah,
this
there
is...
it is. Guerrilla Radio, Raging Against the Machine. Okay, I just had to look that up.
Can we please get back to Wikipedia?
Okay, yeah.
All right.
Sorry.
Okay. Pokemon.
Do you think there's a Metacritic game? Can you hop through Metacritic? Or is that impossible?
It'd just be like, pounding a nail through your hand. It'd be about as fun as that. It's like, ooh, great. What terrible celebrity I don't want to be reminded of is going to pop up on the sidebar now.
Yeah.
What bullshit arbitrary like rating system from some obscure magazine is going to tank the score of my favorite game or movie?
Okay. We're still at Nintendo. God, I just want to say the exterior of the Nintendo building
in Japan
is fucking bleak as shit. It looks like something from... It looks like a building that, like, an animator would draw if they were drawing, like, a really depressing city.
That's fair. I mean, but they're also drawing from life, probably.
Yeah.
They're probably thinking, like, I'll make a boring building like the Nintendo building.
Right. Yeah, they're everywhere.
Now, one time, because of my friend's Uncle Donkey Kong...
Yeah.
I
Who made Crash Bandicoot? Or the other one.
No, this is the Donkey Kong who made Metroid.
Okay, yeah. Got it.
Different Donkey Kong.
Got it.
Anyway, I've told the actual story, which was when I did my, like, nerd make a video game class.
Yeah.
And that was held on the same campus as Nintendo of America.
Right.
And Nintendo of America looks strikingly similar to the headquarters of Nintendo Japan.
Oh, yeah?
It's a really fucking boring office park.
Yeah.
Like, 3-4 stories tall and just, like, you know, parking lots and, like, kind of, like, shady trees for, like, mid-level managers and shit. Right. It's, like, indistinguishable from, like, all the other, like, boring tech companies in suburban Washington.
That's surprising.
I tell you what, though, I'm kind of into that, though, because I think I much prefer that to the, like, startup, like, well, fun shit all around. Yeah,
they did let us go in the employee store as part of that class.
There's a Nintendo employee store.
Here's the
get 50% off.
No, we had to pay full price because we were dumb kids. Here's the dopest shit, though. Remember, like, going to the grocery store, the department store, and going to the electronics section, and then you'd run up to the kiosk to play, like, the cool new game demos.
Yeah, the controllers, like...
The controllers are, like,
into the thingy.
Gross as hell.
Yeah. Oh, nasty.
Designed for anti-theft. Yeah.
Yeah.
They had pristine kiosks from throughout their history. Kiosks that have been in stores for years. Just there, exactly as they would appear in stores, but, like, super clean.
That's tight.
Super well-maintained.
You got a little thing of hand demos. Sanitizer right next to every controller.
They even had the Virtual Boy, their shitty Virtual Game Boy VR Boy. Headset. That
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, it was before the N64.
Is it a VR that's, like, all pixels in there?
It was all red pixels just on black background,
real chunky.
Serious, like, just it was
like what VR it's like what VR looked like in, like, 80s sci-fi movies.
Exactly. And apparently it was really tight. Bad on your eyes. It was basically like shooting lasers directly in your eyes.
That's so tight.
And I think the first game that came out for it was also, like, Mario Tennis. Like, that was their big get.
Oh my god, Mario great. Tennis. I can't believe that was a thing.
It's still a thing. It's,
I can't believe that is a thing.
Yeah, I think that still comes out every couple of years.
Yeah.
They're like, what's more exciting than go-karts where you can fuck each other up? Just tennis. Just tennis.
But with Bowser.
Yeah.
All right. Pokemon? Shall we go to Pokemon?
Let's go to Pokemon.
Yeah.
And you didn't play Pokemon, but do you have a favorite Pokemon? I mean, there's just cultural osmosis.
Yes. Favorite Pokemon? Maybe the dragon?
Dragonite?
No. I want to say Charmander?
You want to
say
Charizard.
You probably mean Charizard. You mean the big dragon.
The big guy. The big orange one.
Yeah. Well, it had wings. Cause...
You know, to be honest, it's not my favorite. It's the only one I can think of. It's not Pikachu.
Oh. That's, yeah.
Oh, wait, no. Okay. The one that's filled with water.
Which one is filled with water?
It could be...
Squirt?
Squirtle.
Squirtle.
The little turtle.
Oh, he squirts water.
Oh, he's a turtle.
Oh,
he's a squirting turtle.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Okay, yeah. It's a clever portmanteau.
Yeah. Kind of a yucky portmanteau, also.
Yeah, it is, actually.
He was my first Pokemon.
You can have a first one?
Like, when you get Pokemon Blue and you go to the dude and you're like, what's up? I want to be the best. He's like, here you go. Here's a little.
No,
Pokemon
you're like,
for
you're
you.
Like, what's up? I'm 10 years old and I want to leave home.
No, that's what I said to him. Is I want to be the best. I said that to Professor Oak.
You yelled at your Game Boy,
and he gave me a Squirtle.
Huh? Can you choose? Oh no, he just
it's
gives
random.
It. No, it's not random.
It's random.
It's not
Professor
random.
Oak reads your soul, and he gives you.
This
what,
is some fakey fake bullshit that your uncle.
What do you think
that Unky Donkey Kong told you?
It was my aunt Dixie Kong, actually.
That's a good pull, too. Yeah. Dixie Kong, you're getting deep in the Kongs.
Donkey Kong Country 3. Or was it 2 where she showed up?
I don't know.
Donkey Kong Country 1 was Donkey Kong and Diddy Kong. 2 was Diddy Kong and Dixie Kong. And 3 was
Dixie Kong
and Kitty Kong.
Yeah.
Who's actually my favorite.
Kitty Kong is your favorite?
He's a toddler. He's, like, supposed to be, like, a toddler monkey. But somehow he's, like, the biggest of all of them. He's, like, just this big, like, fatty, huge toddler, and you can, like, throw him at stuff, and he's good at breaking it.
To someone unfamiliar with the Donkey Kong series, what you just said makes no fucking sense whatsoever. And I love it.
Did you have a first Pokemon, Matt?
Shameful admission. The first time I played Pokemon, it was illegal.
What? I don't know what that means.
My brother downloaded an emulator.
Oh, shit, Matt.
What does that mean?
That's hardcore nerd shit, though.
He downloaded a computer program so that we could pirate Game Boy games and play them on the computer.
Oh, my God.
Whoa. Yeah.
So you never actually had a Game Boy?
No, I had a Game Boy later. I got one when Pokemon Crystal came out. But when it was the first generation... My brother had never had a Game Boy, and I didn't have a Game Boy.
Okay, this is a dumb question.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, no, it's the answer is on the article. First released in 1996 for the Game Boy.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I was wondering which version of the Game Boy.
Yeah, so for the first generation, and then into Gold, Silver, which was the second generation, but then they released Crystal as, like, the capstone to that. And that one you could only play on Game Boy Color, and I got a Game Boy Color then.
Mm-hmm.
I jumped on the legal wagon.
Oh.
But you know what? I was like 8, and my brother is the one who should get in trouble, if you're listening, Nintendo. For
how old is he?
He's like...
He was like 17? Huh. Something like that.
I think that's pretty cool. I didn't...
15, somewhere in there.
I didn't know that was even possible.
I don't think Nintendo is going to think it's that cool.
Nintendo's not going to think it's that cool. Nintendo's going to ruin me.
They got goons. Let's just put it that
Nintendo,
way.
Hey, Nintendo, I liked your shit that I tried for free so much that I saved up my pittance of an allowance to buy...
This is like what you're...
To buy one.
What you're doing right now is like those people that like... go on the internet and complain about like Lars Ulrich trying to shut down Napster, like on MetallicaForums.com or whatever.
Well, it's...
Lars, I can't believe you would betray your biggest fans like this.
Well, what's really funny about that is that anybody would listen to Metallica.
What?
For free or for money.
You guys hate Metallica?
I'm mad. I hate Metallica.
I hate Metallica.
You're the odd one out.
I mean, I don't love them, but I respect them.
Come to my side.
No, I mean, I can enjoy.
Make this our Smash Brothers.
Why do you hate Metallica?
I just don't think they're very good.
Do you hate heavy metal music?
No.
What's
I told you the story about the time that there was just one Black Sabbath CD to listen to on a 6-hour car ride.
And that just turned you off the whole genre.
No, I really like War Pigs.
Okay, you know it very well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have...
Yeah, those are the words.
Them's the words. That's what Ozzy says.
Oh, it is.
Just like witches at black masses. That's the only part that you can actually understand.
Like, wasn't words what you just said? Was that English?
Yeah.
I didn't understand it.
Okay.
How do you feel about Slayer?
I don't know enough to have an opinion. And Slayer thoughts?
I'm down with Slayer. Like, there's a place and a time.
Yeah. You know? Absolutely. Absolutely.
There's a Slayer o'clock.
Yes.
In the Slayer pavilion.
Yes. If you're ever driving through really beautiful scenery, Slayer.
Fuck yeah.
It just really heightens everything. You know?
gives a crisp edge to everything.
Like, look at that mountain!
Fuck yeah!
Yeah, you should try that.
Metallica is for truck rest stops. That's my opinion.
Okay, so was this glitch in Pokemon
Red and Blue?
So yeah. I should go here.
Yeah, we can click that.
It could be there's no link to this article. Have we thought of that?
There'll be a link. There'll be
okay
a link,
because there's no section that's like glitches or anything like that.
I have
a glitch in 2003. A glitch
no
became
way
widely known.
Where?
Go down more.
Down?
It's off the screen now at the bottom. Yeah, where your cursor
oh wait
is.
Oh no, this is about event Pokemon though.
Oh.
I still believe that
false alarm.
We can find it though.
Okay.
If only because I found out something about Missing No.
Oh my God.
When I was reading about
it. Can I read this sentence?
Yeah.
So it's talking about localization, and it says the Western localization team warned that the, quote, cute monsters may not be accepted by American audiences and instead recommended they be redesigned and beefed up.
Ooh, we love beef here. Well,
that's what fucking Digimon, like, went for, was having these little beefy...
these little beef balls.
2 foot tall monsters, and that's why I didn't fuck with that shit.
Just, can you imagine just a little flesh Pikachu?
Wait, tell me more about Digimon, though. Like,
Digimon.
When you
digital monsters, Digimon
are the champions. I don't know anything about Digimon except for what I just said.
Oh, okay. So Pokemon people don't hate Digimon, or is it just you, Matt?
I mean, some might be more territorial. I think I might have been if you had asked me when I was like 7.
Yeah. 7-year-old Matt.
What I found out, I think the general consensus amongst connoisseurs of the... of the small collectible monster genre is that Pokemon definitely has the better video game and Digimon has better animes.
Oh.
Because theirs would have like real through lines and wouldn't just like reset,
yeah,
and things like that. Or they would like have spin-off storylines that were like handled by like really good anime creators who were then just like given the Digimon license, I guess. This is what happens when you have a brother who writes for an anime website.
The continuity is all there.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah. You guys watched the show, too?
I never really watched the show when I was a kid.
I watched the Pokemon show when I was a kid. I watched Pokemon and I watched Yu-Gi-Oh!, which was really fucking bad.
Yeah, I never really watched any of that stuff.
Yu-Gi-Oh! Was garbage, and the card game was even more garbage, if you ask me.
Was the card game... Were the card game and the show, the Yu-Gi-Oh! Show, did those come about like simultaneously?
So Pokemon came out as a game, and then they made the anime based off of the game, right?
Right.
I believe Yu-Gi-Oh! Was a one-shot deal because if Yu-Gi-Oh! Was a card game first, the idea that they would then make the show about a card game would be fucking ridiculous.
But I don't know, because the alternative is that, I mean...
The alternative is that you, like, try to find some way to, like, have the lore of the game be played out in the show. But instead...
Either way, it's fucking insane. Yeah.
Well, the thing is that, like, by season 2 of Yu-Gi-Oh!, it's not just, like, they're playing the card game in the... you're watching people fucking play a card game in the show.
Yeah.
Is that there's a big tournament... where they're not only playing the card game, they have these...
life, right?
Well, they have holograms.
Right.
And then, also, like, ancient Egypt shit comes alive. No, they have these fucking wrist-mounted, like cyber blades that actually are just there to hold their fucking cards. And then they sold those, too. So they're like, play the card game and then get the fucking, like,
oh
gauntlet
God.
That you can
Jesus.
Have
of course they
to
had
put
that.
The cards... in it, and it would like dispense your deck. Anna's laughing like this is the most like.
No, I'm fascinated, but it is pretty.
It's also
funny.
The worst thing in
like,
the world.
You liked Beanie Babies.
Oh my God! Like these people made so much money off of us. What?
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
I could have paid for college.
Think about this. We're talking about this right now. Sort of out of a place of nostalgia. Mm-hmm. They still have a hold on us.
I'm not talking about that out of nostalgia.
Right.
I have no feelings for Yu-Gi-Oh! Whatsoever.
But you love Pokemon, right?
I like Pokemon all right. I'm not a true Pokemon master.
What do you love?
What do I love? Mm-hmm. Fucking Ninja Turtles.
Okay.
But you like that older school shit.
Yeah, but there's no like real world, like there were games. There was a sweet like Super Nintendo game. Mm-hmm. The only thing I remember about it is that there was one part that was like a cutscene of some sort where the turtles, like, they get out of this boss battle or whatever, and then they're like, okay, we gotta fucking get across New York, let's get on our surfboards, and they, like, surf across the harbor.
Oh,
they just,
Caitlin.
Like, surf across the water like that.
Caitlin, we have, like, 7 minutes.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay.
Really?
So, Glitch is not an article I want to fucking click on at all. I want you to see if we can find...
I didn't see it. I just can't... Oh. See, I've been quietly, as
yes,
I do,
yes, yes.
Scanning this whole article, and I don't...
Yes, I want you to find list of Pokemon, because here's what I found out.
It's in the list?
It's in the fucking list.
It's a Pokemon.
Despite not being a real Pokemon.
I mean, it can be in your Pokedex, right?
I don't even think so.
Should I? Okay.
Click Pokedex. Yeah, because that should be able to take us to list of Pokemon.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, no. It's just a sub
article. Oh, wait. This took us to the article gameplay of Pokemon.
Okay, I'm not too worried, though.
Yeah.
I'm worried. 7 minutes?
We can do it.
We can do this.
We've done well.
In fact, it might even be on this page if they are like getting real loosey-goosey with what gameplay means.
Yeah.
Oh, God. How long is this article, though? Can we see how long that scroll bar is? It's very small!
It's a big article.
Oh, it's a big article!
Okay.
It's very detailed. It tells you when holding Pokemon, items was introduced to the series.
Catching Pokemon, Pokeballs, Pokemon natures.
Okay, just scroll up to the top.
To the top?
Yes, because we're knee deep and we need like to get to the part where they're talking about there are multiple Pokemon.
Okay, well.
Yeah.
Pokemon types, that's not what we want. Pokemon battles.
Let's talk
Pokemon
about the type
gyms,
advantage
starter
stuff.
Starter Pokemon. Game structure. Okay. Very top. Okay. Shiny Pokemon.
No, that's a.
Pokemon,
I mean, it's an attractive
Pokemon,
link.
Pokemon, the word Pokemon right now is doing that thing where when you stare at a word long enough,
it
starts
to look
way
too weird.
Nonsense.
Yeah.
How about legendary or rare? Or is that...
What if we can get to a list of...
Wow, we're in deep right now. I have so many
questions.
We're
so fucking close, there's no way we're not getting to it.
We're real close.
I can smell, we're not going to give up.
I can smell that glitch.
We'll go that extra 5 minutes. gosh, this is when it starts to get real quiet though.
Yeah,
this is when
the
focus
starts to get boring.
Real fucking bad. I play the trading
Pokemon
card game.
Trading card game?
No, that would take us so far away.
Really?
Because
true, because then you're in the card land.
Then you're in card
land,
and they did not come out with a missing note card like, hey guys, look at this fucked up glitch that we made.
Oh gosh.
Okay.
Go to references.
Or
at the bottom at the bottom. There should be.
Oh yeah.
In this big old chunk at the bottom.
That is such.
There should be, just like a list. Just show me the list.
Show me a list. Show me a list.
If you hover over characters, will it go to like characters in Pokemon? Yes.
List of Pokemon characters.
Yes.
But wait. This is a list of which thing? Characters in what? In the show?
Oh, I don't even know. It'll be broken up into that, I'm sure.
Should we just roll the dice?
If it doesn't let us get to the Pokemon themselves from this, we've really fucked up.
Okay.
But
list of Pokemon characters.
In everything. Awesome.
Okay, so these are people.
These are human beings.
But go to the top. Again, okay, wait, see list of Pokemon. Okay, there we fucking go.
Why the accent? Like, okay, well, whatever.
Pokemon.
Yeah.
I've always wondered that myself.
Okay, it's on here. I know it's on here because it's fucking dumb. Scroll down to the bottom.
Missing no,
right there. Oh, right there. Click it.
There's no fucking
main article missing.
Missing no, there we go.
Main article, there you go. Hell yeah!
That was fun.
Great job, guys.
We did it. Let's count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. That was a lengthy one.
Yeah.
But, and you actually spurred us along to take some steps that we might have just dallied on.
Well, I'm glad I could be here to motivate you to success.
Yeah. And with that, we should also probably wrap up real quick.
Yeah,
there's not much.
We gotta go. We gotta get out of here.
Much else to say about missing now, except that it's a result of a thing where the memory buffer stores some information that you shouldn't have, and
hey,
then
as,
you do
as
a trick
always,
such that it's stuck
always,
in there,
I'm
and then
host,
it fucks
Caitlin
up the
Best.
Game.
You can find me on Twitter. I'm at bestkabest. That's BESTKABEST. You can also go to my Tumblr, which is mugblog.tumblr.com, and you can see some mugs. And if you have a mug and you want to tell me about it, that'd be tight. I'd love to hear about it. send me a DM or whatever.
Okay, I promise I won't talk about Pokemon anymore. You can find me on Twitter at Matthew Olson, spell it right. Only like 3 more episodes remain of Twin Peaks Peaks. Find that at twinpeakspeaks.simplecast.fm. You'll figure it out. And you can find this show on Twitter. It's at Get to That. And you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/CYGTT. Give us topic ideas like Dean Schmelz did.
Please leave a review.
Please leave a review on iTunes. Subscribe and review us on iTunes. That would help out a lot. And Anne, do you want people to be able to find you?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, I want people to find me. This is Anne Derek Gallo. That's my full name. And I'm on Twitter at Method Anne. Because my name's Anne, I like Wu-Tang Clan.
So hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
We kind of fell together. Follow me.
Cool.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being on the show. Coming. This is fun. Now,
these fucking french fries that I've been stuffing down my gob have gotten so just flaccid.
So and flaccid and gross.
They're tired.
Much like the way we end every episode.
Wait, no. We have a thing now. Can we try it?
What's the thing?
Hey, here's our... We're testing out a, what do you call it? A tagline or whatever.
A sign-off.
A sign-off.
Right?
We're testing it out. Mm-hmm. Just, I'm going to say this. See how you feel about it. What if technology... Bad, though.